Okay, so we begin the new sugya of Matan Torah. And this opens up as the gateway to understanding the din of kesef. What is the requirement of kesef? What's the requirement of the monetary aspect of kiddushei kesef? And as you'll see, this opens up many. This little sugya itself opens up the sugya of kesef and kiddushin, opens up the sugya how we view halvois, and a little bit of ribus as well. So we'll spend probably a few days just in the sugya. It's a good way to begin the kislev zman. We have the cheshbon zman from Yom Tov to Thanksgiving, and now the kislev zman from Thanksgiving to Hanukkah. I'll start why you a little bit early. I said before Chodesh Cheshvan, before Chodesh El, so before Chodesh Kislev. So the sugi is Amar Abaye, Amekadesh b'milve Eino Mekudeshes V'anoas milve Mekudeshes V'yosu la'asoyis keim V'bnei haromas ribis. Where it says Amekadesh b'milve. So then the Kiddush is not Chal. Panoas milve, the kiddushin is chal. So the Gemara says we know what being mekadesh ben milve is. Mekadesh ben milve is that Rashi says, "Hiskad shili ben milve shehil b'sicha," that this woman had borrowed money from this gentleman, and then at some point. The chosan, the bal choyv chosan, said, "No, the malva chosan, right? The malva chosan, right? The bal choyv malva chosan, said to the woman who had borrowed money from him, you owe me money, so let's get married, right? The skat sheli v'milva shel v'sicha, I lent you money." $1,100. So it said in front of two edim, iskat sheli b'milva. L'chari, that means with the money that I lent you. I should give you money right now. I'd like to marry the $100 right now. But instead, you have $100 of mine. So let's put that $100 towards the kiddushin. So Abaye says, eina mekudeshes. Handos milva. But if he would have said, "Iskad shili b'anoas milva b'mekudeshes," the Gemara says, "What's hanoas milva?" It's os. It would be chal, but he was over in Easter. Haya noas milva echidomi ileima da'ay. The Omar lo arbo b'chamisha. In other words, the Gemara has to find an example, a situation that's not milva, but they can be called Hanoas Milva. So Milva can't be, because that we know is not Mekudeshes. So what could Hanoas Milva be? So Hanoas Milva could be, Rashi says, the Izkefemi Ikra Arboba Chamisha. V'hashta Omer lo skach li bezuzi chamishi. He says that I lent you $4, and the deal is you get $5 back. Right? And now he says to her, that fifth dollar, that's not the halva. The fifth dollar is the hanoah that I'm getting from the fact that you borrowed money from me. So it's hanoah smilva, right? Hanoah smilva. So the Gemara says that would satisfy what we're looking for. We're looking for a case. That is not the milva, but it sounds like a milva, it smells like a milva, it's called hanoas milva. So that would be a good example. The only problem is that there's another requirement. It's like algebraic equations. There's another requirement. That it has to satisfy another term. The X we're looking for has to be hanoas milva, can't be milva, right? But it also has to be aromas ribis. And Azgefe is Mamish Ribis Mal Yosa. That's the best kind of ribis. That's ribis de'ayraisa mamish. What's ribis de'ayraisa mamish? The best kind of ribis. The most also kind of ribis is ribis ktsutsa. Ribis ktsutsa is Reuven says to Shimon, I'll lend you money and I want more money back. And b'shas halvo they are koitzets. That's ribis de'ayraisa. If they set the amount of the extra amount that the malva is going to accomplish, going to receive. So that's the ribis ketsutza, ribis deiraisa. Ribis deiraisa means that the loive is chayiv to pay. Ribis deiraisa is even if the loive is moichel, it still needs to deiraisa to give ribis. That's why ribis is the, what I'm saying now is the last birk of Shmuel Vot Metzia. That's why ribis is in Yerideh and not in Choshe Mishpah. Because ribis is not a monetary, it's not an isur, it's not a theft. If I was robbing something from you, then the nignav can be moichel. But ribis is contractual. We both agreed to it. The ribis began with mechila. It's not theft. If he wouldn't have agreed to it, there would be no loan. So that's why ribis is in Yeridei. It's not Chayshe Mishpah, it's not theft. Halach is that ribis day rises Yotze B'dayonim. It's a very interesting din. The person who is both Malva and Loiva are over the Yisra Deiraisa of ribis. And all the those who help do this loan are over Lefneiva, the Mishnah says. So the Malva and Loiva are over the Yisra Deiraisa. The loive is moichel, doesn't matter. The loive is chayiv to pay. In other words, it's not that he's chayiv to pay. He signed a contract, he's going to pay. So on one level, there is a contractual obligation to pay this money. If he borrowed $4, the deal was, I'll pay you $5 back. If not, I'm not lending you $4. So when the malva gave the loive the $4, he was over in Issa Deiraisa. The loiv is over in Issa Deiraisa, but there's a contractual agreement that he has to pay back $5. Otherwise, it looks like he's a ganav. Halacha is that the malva cannot collect, the loiv cannot pay, and if the loiv pays the malva, Rivas Deiraisa, the Beis Din is moitzi that takes the money away from the malva and gives it back to the loiv. And they're ribis. Ribis is Yetziv the Yonah. So the Gemara says, the case you gave me is ribis deiraisa. It sounds like the Lashon is very good. Hanoas milva. The hanoah that the malva is getting from lending his money out. So it fits in very well. The Gemara calls it agar natar. Agar natar is the definitive term for ribis. Agar natar means schar shmira. The fact that you are holding my money, and that I'm not holding my money, right? Opportunity cost. I could use my money for something. I'm not using it. You have it. That's agar nata. That's ribis deiraisa. So the Gemara says, from the perspective of being mekadesh b'milva, we could make sense of the din that mekadesh b'anoas milva. We could make sense that the kiddushin would be chal. However, that's not the shear that Abaye gave. Because Abaye was saying, there are different kinds of ribis derabonon. There's ribis derabonon, which is often referred to as avak ribis. Those are when we don't follow all the rules of ribis deraisa. Ribis that's not ktsutsa. For example, when I lent you the money, I didn't ask for anything extra. When it was time to pay back, I said, you know, there's a going rate of 10%, 3%. Right, I'd like 3%. So that's rib that we didn't discuss at the beginning. I'm not contractually obligated to pay you back. This is not ribis deiraisa. But if we would then agree on some kind of payment, that would be ribis derabonon, right? Or ribis mukdemes. If I pay a fee in order to get the loan, so that is ribis mukdemes, that's ribis rabbonon. Haven't made the loan yet. When I make the loan, I got the money 10 days ago. But the money was given because I'm going to because I'm going to borrow money. So that's Ribbis Mukdem, Ribbis Rabbanon. That's Avak Ribbis. This is Ribbis Mukheres. I borrowed money, I paid back money, now I feel bad because the guy could have. The Malva feels bad. He says, I want you to know, after Shachris, he tells me, I'm glad I was becoming into the rice of Halva, but you should know what I lost because of that money. I could have invested it. So the guy feels very bad. So he says, all right, I'll give you a percentage on it. That would be Ribbis Mukheres. That's also an Isid Rabban, Avak Ribbis. So there are numerous forms of Avak Ribbis. A Ribbis that comes out of a Mecher. Right, I bought something, and I owe you money. And then I get a bill in the mail that 30 days have passed. You owe. I still don't pay back. I get a bill in the mail 60 days later. You owe plus 10%. You're 30 days late. You already had a 30-day grace period. That's Ribbis Derabbanan. It began with a Mecher. There was no Halva over here. There was never a point where we said, I'm lending you the money. I just have to. There was an obligation to pay back, to pay for the object. So those are different forms of avak ribbis. And now the Gemara says something called haromas ribbis. Haromas is end run ribbis. In other words, I lent the person money, and I get all my money back plus ishus, plus chivish, plus a wife. Right. So that is haromas ribbis. The Gemara says that what we just described as kefei the omale arba b'chamisha ribbis deiraisa, that's not ribbis haromas ribbis. V'od dehainu milve, right? And furthermore, a ribbis deiraisa is halvo, is included in hamakadosh b'milve and b'kudeshes. So to say that a mekadesh b'milva is eina mekudeshes, but a mekadesh for the extra dollar that I contractually obligated you to pay back with the loan, that is a mekadesh b'milva. So the Gemara says, so what's a bayis chiddush? A bayis chiddush is v'tzricha da arvach lo zimne. Let's look at the Rashi, because the Rashi now gives a sequence also again. The arvach lo zimne halva osoy, that I gave him more time to pay back the loan. That the chasan said to the kala, look, once you're marrying me, you're no longer a flight risk, right? So you can take more time in paying back. So eschatshali, I lent you $100. Eschatshali, I have to pay $100 we can't get married with. But honeymoon gift, a yichud gum gift, I'll give you another 3 days to pay back the $100. Right? Eschatshali, with the excitement that you're getting, that wow, I get another 30 days to pay back this loan. So Abaya says that would be good. Rashi explains. Arvach lo zimne halva osay. V'omar lo. He says to his katsha, v'anozu sha'at ha'yisa noisenes pruta lo'odom she'yefayseni al-kach. Oili. In other words, comes, the 30 days are up. You have to pay back next week. Right? Now, a Jew has to pay back money and doesn't have the money, so he doesn't sleep at night. Gus starts going in Eretz Yisrael, they start going from Gemach to Gemach. He borrowed $1,000, right? And then he knows he doesn't pay back next week, so the Gemachmen are going to be on top of him, right? Doesn't pay next week, he won't get another loan from the same Gemach. He's got to pay back on time. Plus, the guys who run the Gemach have to give money back to the guys who gave it to him. So where's he going to get money from? So he goes to another Gemach. So he has to get, so he runs around for the next week to get money from different gemachim to pay back from the gemach that he borrowed from. Happens, but for that he doesn't sleep. Right. So now the gemach goes over and says, I know that you have to pay back next week, but it worked out that I can give you an extension of the loan. The guy says, Gvaldik. So now I'll sleep next week. Next week I won't sleep, but next week I'll be able to sleep. It feels good. He feels like he has a Shabbos. He has a whole week. He's able to learn Yeshiva Das. There's a certain hanah that he gets when arvach lo zimni. Right? It should never be a bal chayv. should never owe people money. Malchev is not the bet. You should never owe people money. Gemara is a pasuk. Eved leivin ish malva. Person owes money, it becomes it makes people sugar if you owe money. Right? People owe money means that they have to they measure whatever they spend. People owe money, they don't answer the phones anymore because they're afraid every single phone call is a guy saying they don't answer the door anymore. They don't go to shul anymore. They leave right before Ashrei. They don't want to be. They're embarrassed. They go to the store. They're worried that the people who lent them money are looking at what they're buying. So it's not a life to be a loiva, right? So a person gets an extension, gets a mechila. Oh, but that's a real hanoah. Now he can answer his phone. He can answer his mail. Answer his door. It's a person should never know. But that's what Rashi's describing. Rashi's describing that a person now needs an extension. Right? He has to pay back the money. If he doesn't pay back the gemach, he'll never get from this gemach, and he needs gemach to live. So, or he borrowed money from a friend. He told this person he's going to pay back. He made a shu'a de'iraisa. Don't worry, I'll get the money back to you. Get the money back to you, because he's desperate. He made all the shu'us in the world. Now the bahia yoim doesn't have the money to pay back. And the guy says, get another week. It's hanoah. There's a sense of relief. Or he's willing to pay somebody to say, you know what, speak to my malva, maybe you can give me another week. It's worth it to me. It's worth it to me to pay $25, whatever it is, $50, just to get another week. Yishuv Hadas, next week I'm getting a payment and I'm closing a deal, something's happening. So he keeps his credibility. Or he's even willing to pay the malva more money to get an extension. So that's hanoah. So that hanoah is ba'armach lo zimni. That's quantifiable. You can put money to it. You can put an amount to it. So he says, "It's God shuli, I'm going to give you'd pay money to get an extension. With the money that you'd pay, they're there for this hanoah. With that hanoah, I'm going to issue." Says Rashi, "Va'filu agarnatur leidomi kalal." This is not ribis. Even though, what's Rashi grappling with? At the end of the day, the malva is getting more money. Once he says Oli, right? As long as it was pay money, I'm giving you hana, broker some money. I'm saying now the malva is saying to the loivem that I lent you $1,000. I cannot pay back. I cannot get more than a cent of $1,000. Now I said, you know what? You can pay back next week. Whoa, pay next week? I just gave you hana. Hana that wasn't part of the original loan. So now, is that called agar natar? No, that's the malva going to the loive. That's not called agar natar. The loive would be willing to pay money, right, to get this hana. The loive is even willing to pay the malva, oili. And now the malva is capitalizing on what the loive is willing to pay the malva. Isn't that called, doesn't that smell like ribbis? The malva lends $1,000. The loiva says to the malva, give me another week, I'll pay you $25 for the next week. What do you mean? I'll pay $25 for the relief of not having to pay. So the malva walks away with $1,025. Why isn't that ribbis? That's what bothering Rashi. Over here...
It's the ribbis the other way. Like this is where the loiva is getting hung up.
But the loiva is willing to pay the malva for it.
But he doesn't.
Well, he's well. In this case, he is getting. He's marrying his wife with him now. So in this case, he's giving. He's saying to the woman, "There is hana that you would be willing to pay me for this hana, right? Be willing to give me $25 for the hana. So I'm marrying you with that hana." So the Rashi says what you're saying. Rashi says, "Don't. This is not ribbis." Right, it's not ribbis, even though it looks like that you could look at it that the lova ends up paying. The lova could pay the malva for an extension, right? De leidomi laagernata leidomi klau. Right. In other words, what's bothering Rashi is: am I not capitalizing on a possible iser of avak ribbis? Right, I lent the woman money, right, and now I end up, maybe take Rashi a little bit a little bit easier. I lent the woman money, and now I end up getting a wife and my money back. All right? So isn't that called ribus? So Rashi says no, because I'm not getting my wife because I lent her money. I'm getting my wife because of a side fee, a side hanov she's getting, that I'm giving her to get an extension. All right? Let's look at Rashi that way. Good? What's bothering Rashi is that why is this not ribus? Again, Abaye says, Abaye mekadesh b'milveh ein mekudeshes. Hamekadesh b'anos milveh is mekudeshes, but it's haramas ribus. All right? So now Rashi's saying, why is this haramas ribus and not real ribus? Because not agarnata. It's haramas ribus because it looks like you take a step back and you say, Reuven lent Leah money. Reuven ends up getting Leah, his money back in Leah. Sounds like ribus, right? Why was it not a ribus de raisa? Because he didn't get money back plus Leah. He got his money back, and on the way, he gave her an extension in exchange for getting married. Right? So Rashi is explaining, why is this haramas ribus and not ribus de rabbanon? Why is it? Because ribus is, one second, is always agarnata. Ribus is that I'm giving you money because you don't have access to that money. So if we decide, and this is ribus de raisa, if I bought something from you and I haven't, and I'm not paying you on time, I bought, you gave me a service, and I bought a car, and I was supposed to pay today, and I'm schlepping it out, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, so I have your money. You're not able to use your money. Why are you charging me 10% after 60 days? Because you want to use this money, you want to buy another car with the money, you want to do more business. You're counting on this money, you lost your car. So that's agarnata. But we didn't follow the ribus de raisa rules. We didn't do ksitz initially, right? Or it's ayidei mecher. So that would be a vak ribus, a ribus rabbonon. Over here, it's not a vak ribus. I'm not getting my wife because I gave her money and I can't use that money. And I have to figure out a way. If I can't use it, I gave her $1,000. And I can't use $1,000? She's holding on to it. So I'd like to use it for something. So at least, let me get a wife out of this. So that would be agarnata. That would be ribus derabbanan. Because we didn't do ksitz initially. Over here, Rashi says, not agarnata. Why? Because I lent $1,000. Now I'm identifying a very specific source of another fee over here. And that fee is not coming because you have my money, for carrot. That fee is coming because I'm giving you, because the malva am giving you something more. If it would be coming because the woman has my money, agarnata. It's coming because she gets the hanah of me saying to her another month. So therefore, it's not dummy to agarnata. It's not dummy to. It's not a payment for having my money. It's a payment for being able to keep my money longer. So the Gemara Sirashi, that's not agarnata. But at the end of the day, I'm getting my money back and I'm getting more. So that's a ribus. That's a haramas ribus. It looks like we couldn't have figured this out from the beginning. Somebody who looks at this says, you know what? A good lawyer. He realized the ribus de raisa. He knows ribus de rabbanon. No, he's a lamdan. He figured it away. He wants to get something out of his, he wants to lend the money and get and feel justified for lending the money. He wants to be able to explain to his accountant why he's lending so much money, not getting anything back. He wants to be able to tell his first wife why he's spent so much money and there's nothing to show for it. So he says, it comes back, don't worry. I have a second wife for it, right? But that's also, you can't be cash in the middle of it. London worked it out. I gave her an extra month to pay back. Okay? So that would be, so Gemara says, it looks like it was all orchestrated in the beginning. The Tarom is Rivas. Vaitin Rashi, Vimpi Rishlo, Kach Mikudeshes. And if he says explicitly, Bahano da Arvach Lozimni, then the marriage is Chal. Vaharomas Rivas, now this is important Rashi. In other words, why does it have to be Mefarish? Why is that so important? That's explicit. The Haromas Ribis, who, Davia, Veloy Ribis Gomer. It's not Ribis Gomer, why? Deloy Kot Slomide. Number one, they didn't decide in advance. They didn't do a Ketzitza. There was no setting of a extra payment. Veloy Mide Shokil Mina. And in the end, the Malve does not take anything from the Lover. He gets Chayishus out of it. He gets a wife out of it. But L'shokul Mina, he didn't take anything. He can't, there's no object, there's no Kinyan Aguf. V'kol Shechein, and now certainly, all right? V'kol Shechein imocha lo kol ha-milve. V'omar lo skachini v'anos mechil zu. Chiddush and Rashi, every line we're going to learn this Rashi. Chiddush and Rashi, v'kol shechein. Certainly, if the chosen says to the kala, remember the $1,000 I lent you. Hiskad sheli, danos mechila. Not with $1,000. Not, and I'm going to be meichel $1,000. It's gvaldik. The relief, and not having to pay back a loan. Right? She felt that she would. She was going to sleep every night. She couldn't sleep. She didn't have to pay back. So the knowledge she gets, the relief she gets. You know, the people burn mortgages because every single month they have to pay. So when they finally finish paying, it's a shibud. It's off their shoulders. Says Hano. So if he says to her, not with the money, the Hano's mechila zu. So that certainly works. The buyer was giving me a chiddush. Abaye was giving me a chiddush of Hanos Harvochas Man. So certainly, why did he say Hanos Harvochas Man? He could have said Hanos, but he wants to give me a bigger chiddush. So in addition to the din of Hanos Harvochas Man, he could say Hanos Mechila. That's certainly much more Hanos than Harvochas Man. Tehashtu de Kiyovla. Now why is this mutter? Why does this work? Tehashtu de kiyovla hach pervuta danos milve. Because she's getting something right now. Why does he say that? Avokim ekadish lo beikar hamois, but hamekadish bemilve lav mide yovla shekvayim b'shusa v'heim shela. Because, as Rashi said over here, hamekadish bemilve ein b'kudeshes. The kichum is the effort gemeinelo. The yohev mirei b'shas kiddushin. Umivul eitzon nitna. Ukvayin shelo. Umvoy sacher michayev eslo. Same lashon over here. The lav mirei kiyovlo. Shekvayin mishusa v'heim shelo. Rashi added over here the phrase umivul eitzon nitna. Pirush advarim. That when I lend somebody money, I do not expect the same bills back. When I get the money back, I don't look for the same serial number of the bills. I don't mark off the bills. I don't say use it as much as you want, but I want those bills back. Milva leitzon nitna. Milva's halva is given to be spent. When I lent you my car, I want the same car back. I want the same shape. I don't need dents, any nicks. I want the same car. That's sheila. When I lent you something, I say, I don't expect the same bills back. If I lent and I want the same object, that's sheila spikodin. If I lent and I want, and I'm saying, I expect you to use this up. So I lent this woman $1,000. She's spending $1,000. Now when I say to her that hiskashli b'mois halva, so the Rashi says, because milva loitzon nitna, right? Ukvar hein shela, and the money which I gave her, I lent her, it's hers already. So I can't say to a woman, hiskashli, with your money? Right? So when I say, hold on, when I say, Iskashili bihalvo, I'm saying to her, you have money, it's yours. Alpidin is yours. You have a choiv. You have an obligation to pay back. You don't have to, pikodon, you have to give me back this Rambam. I have something of mine in your rishus. Momoini gamboch. I can, that's the Rambam. But if I lend you money, I cannot point to any bills and says and say momoini. I can say choiv yetzlecha, shibud yeshli yetzlecha. You have an obligation with a shibud. You can't be koina. Right, with the choiv, you can't be koina. Why? So Rashi says, number one, I don't, whatever, any money that I'm alluding to doesn't belong, is not mine, it's hers. I cannot be mekadesh their money. And he says that, the lashon again is, lav mide yohavle, it's all one. I'm not giving her anything because whatever I'm giving her is hers. Right? I say, don't bother paying back. But I want to marry you with that money. Well, she's going to pay back with her money, not with my money. So I'm not. Now, if I say carefully, miskat shli b'hanah, not having to pay back is a gavaldik hanah. So then, there's what then that hanah is quantifiable. That hanah has value, and I can mekadesh with that. And that's what the Ritva spells out. That's gewaldic clarity. Iker HaPeirush, the main din over here. Alright? Can we look? Abaya's din. It was a whole shir. HaMekadesh Milva, Eini Mekadesh. That's shir number one. However, HaNos Milva, according to Rashi, HaNos Milva works. HaNos Mechil, right? And then Abaya gave the... said that... Bahanoas milva. So they said, I don't mean ribbis de raisa. Can't be ribbis de raisa. Even though with ribbis de raisa, the Gemara says two lashonis now. With ribbis de raisa. What were the two lashonis? Number one, it's no. The Gemara says, why does ribbis de raisa not work? It's the same thing as the milva. I lent you $1,000. Let me give you. I lent you the Gemara's number. I lent you $5, I lent you $4, and I want back $5. So the $4 milvah on it, right? But the $5 that I lent you, that was hanos milva. That was because I wanted to get some hanos from the loan I lent you. The $5 was it where the Gemara says, but that $5 is also your money, right? Hainu milva. The Gemara is even sharper. That's part of the same chov. You have to pay back. Again, you contractually have to pay back. Al pidin, you can't pay back because it's a mizdei raisa. So that's what the Gemara points out, va'od hainu milva. It's going to be the same din as the mekadesh milva. The money's just not there. And any money you give me is your money. The Ritva explains so clearly this din, a mekadesh milva ain't a mekudeshes. Iker apeirush a mekadesh begufa shel milva. Sha'omar lo, hare at mekudeshes li b'milva sha'at chayeves li. That's the din. That's the bayis. That's what the bayis is telling us. Ulafuke heichoshem mochal lo milva mikzot savon mekudesh li b'ando shemachalti lach like Rashi shehim mekudeshes. If he's mochal the loan or in part, and he says that you're getting hanor right now, you're getting a sense of relief right now, that hanor is worth something. Kevan shanor zu shove pruta. Person would pay a pruta just for the hanah. He would zikr pay more money to get the loan waived. But he would just for the hanah of that sense of relief. Says the Ritva, now we're telling us the chiddush, the hanah b'chol mokim chashuv kekesef. Because hanah is considered to be, can be considered money. How do I know that? The din of Orev. Right? What's the din of Orev? Orev is Reuven. Then we're going to come back to this Orev another time. We've done it once already. Reuven lends money. Reuven needs money. So he goes to Shimon. Shimon says, I'd like to lend you money, but I can't, I'm going to need it back. So I want to do the mitzvah, boss kesef. I can't do it. Tzedakah, I did it already. I did my tzedakah. It's already in December. I took care of all my tzedakah for the year. But to lend money, give all the mitzvah, they raisa. Kesef tal v'chem, a whole sefer of Chavetz Chaim, of Chesed. Gevaldik, I get to lend you money behind the mitzvah. However, I need this money back. So how can Yeshua Mill get it back? You have a house, a mortgage. The house is already mortgaged. There's nothing left in the house. No, he has a credit line from the bank. So what's he going to collect? So he says, bring me an Orev. All right? So the Orev is now obligates himself. Right? He obligates himself to pay for that, to pay for the money. So the Gemara says that how is the Orev obligating himself? You can't just be mishabbing yourself for nothing. There is an American law also. American law also, you can't just create shibudim. There has to be some, if you got the word is, conservation, good. There has to be some, there has to be a quid pro quo. So the Gemara says, so Gemara says, Hana. Guy says, I don't trust Reuven. Shimon, I do trust. Gavaldi. So I get, the guy trusts me, $1,000, I'm good for it. So, Hana, be Hana. Right, so you see the Hana has value. It's like it has value. The Mishtabi Hana, I can be create Chiyuv Madana. Vigave Kiddushin, and now more important for us. The Ritva says, although this is, again, the Ritva, it's important that the Ritva goes outside of Kiddushin and then back into Kiddushin. Schok Lafonai, Rakod Lafonai, Harizu Meku Deshas. Right? With the Hana, let's say, strange situations. The guy's a Givaldi dancer, right? So says he has a special dance he does. So he says, but the Hano that I'm going to give you by dancing for you, all right? Obviously, there's a Hano dancing. People watch dance shows, all right? So he's right. Rukod Lafana, it's Chok Lafana. The guy's a juggler. The guy has all these different tricks. He holds tables on his chins. He does all these things with chasanas. She says, I'm going to see these tricks. She sits back, nice chair, all right? And then he's about to do his third trick, and he says, for this trick, you got to marry me. I'm going to give you, right? So he's giving her nothing. He's giving her no. So halach is, Samach Gilman Aleph, Mekudeshes. Ubuchulon, Kishaom Malah Mekudeshes, Ba'ano Eskach Mekach. Right? So the Ritva says, but you have to be very careful when you learn this sugya and vavim and beis, that if she says, I want to get married with the halva, ain't mekudeshes. He says, with the hana of being meichel you, right? Oh, then you can be, that would be chal. Why doesn't it work with the money itself? Gabe kiddushin and brinon, sorry, ubechulan kishomar, Ella Hocha She Kitcha Beguf Hamilve Ain Mukudeshes She Indite Ella Kacha Beguf Hamilve Veloi Vanosha Magasal Akshov She Nifter Mimenu. It's not the Hana that she gets the relief, the good feeling. The Kavon the Date Azuze. Again, the Ritva is answering Akasha. The Ritva is saying, but Lamaisa, when Reuven is Moichel, when Reuven says, Hiskat Shili Behalva Zu, Reuven is giving her no. So it's true that he's talking about the money, but he's giving her a no right now. So the Ritva says, the Daite Yazuze, but they're talking about the money. That money's not going to work. The fact that I'm giving you something else that we're not talking about, that's what Rashi also said, you have to be mefarish. That's the din, that if I marry a woman with Hanoa 1, and she's thinking about Hanoa 2, we're not married. She has to be das for the specific kesef we're using for the kinyan. Have a mekanish v'dovar she'ena shalo. But if he's mekanish her with the guf ha'momoin, he's using something which is not his. The milvet loitzon nitna ve'ein the mavu baklum. says the Ritva. But the Ritva now is going a step further and says, even though the Rishonim will not agree with him, I'm going to say right now, Vafilu Higiyas Mana Piroin. But let's say today's the due date. She's supposed to pay me back today. There should be money someplace. Right, I come back 10 minutes before Shkia. The halva is due now, a minute before Shkia. So the money has to be there. She's mechuyevet to pay me back. V'afilu mois hamil v'atzmoi be'en tzrum unachim v'shus aloive. Another din. She didn't use the money. Right? She just has a bundle of money sitting there. Right? Somebody else said to her, I'm mukadeshesli al manos sheish lecha $10. $20, right? So she borrows $10, $20. It didn't work out. She just didn't work out. Now the malve knows that she has the money there. So sitting right there, no. That also would not work. Why? Because the halacha is that it is not his money. Leitzon nitna. Ulohochi ka'omer. And that's why Abaye could say, milsa de psikta. That's why Abaye could say something which was unconditional. Unequivocal. Guf hamamayin of kiddushin will never work. Hamekadesh einam kudesh afilu egiyaz man peronav afilu hi be'en birshusa. We'll see the machlokes rishayin. All right, so that's the Ritva's hesber. That's the upshot of the Gemara. Rashi, Ritva. Good. So far, so good. Good. Yaakov, had a question before.
Yeah, just about Novel on
Tanya. Yeah.
Is that to the exclusion of the way Rashi explains it, and I guess the way Rashi goes down is the way to explain it, is that just to the exclusion of thinking that the nature of a milva is that it's still
correct
to Balchot, you just have the right to use it?
Okay. Correct. As that, like a picotin.
Okay.
Is there ever a case where Hindal is not, is less than Shava?
Pruta. I mean, I assume so. Yeah, why not?
I'm saying that, like, how do you quantify, like, what person Hindal is?
Should you pay for it? How much you pay for this Hindal? Guy, he's a dancer, so he charges a certain amount of money for what do you call it? A gig, right? So he gets money for a gig, says. All right, is it worth it? Good? I don't know. Whoever was Beryl, go ahead.
So, two things. How exactly is the Orei Meshavit himself to the loan?
What gives me the right? Reuven, Shibudim, the Rishonim explains, Muki Yosef, that Shibudim have to have some consideration. I am Mishabah, I'm not Mishabah until Stam. If I say I'm going to give you $1,000, can you now sue me? I'm going to give you a gift, right? I come to the Chasana, and when I leave, I say, I don't have a checkbook with me. I intend to give you $1,000, all right? A few days go by, weeks. So can I send them as one of the Beis Din? He said, give me a gift.
Can we mishavet with a star? Maybe?
Could be. I don't know. Could be. I'm not sure.
So why is...
She'etain. I don't think so. That's the Gemara, so they can have mishavet with she'etain. I have to get someone to create a shibud. So the Gemara says, how much, what creates Shibudim? So the Gemara says that is how an Orev is Mechayiv himself. I told you that I'm good for the money. But why can you come after me? I didn't get the money. Right? So the Gemara Bava Basa says, because I got Hano when you gave the money because I said I'm good for the money. Good. Next question. Beryl, second question.
Yeah, that was the answer to the same question.
Ah, good. State Shuvas Medover. Rava. What daf? Huh? No, it's Rava says Shuvas Medover. It's Gilman base. Common base. Kluger was looking it up. Go ahead.
When the Ritva says that Hanal is Kikesef, is that a general plow or does that fall into Machlokas?
That's a very good question. I have to come back to that. L'chaira, it goes according to Avishonim, because the sources which the Ritva is quoting are Gemaras. So every Mishnah has to say that. So we have to go back to that Tosfos and understand correct. That's a good thing to say. I couldn't deal with that.
And also there,
I think Berakhah Shmuel talks about that. Go ahead.
Did someone get Hanaz just in fact he or she got a loan given to them?
Oh, a good question also. So Shulchan Aruch discusses that. It sounds like that the Hanaz that one gets B'Shas Halva, Shulchan Aruch has it in Simen Chof Ches. Sounds like that according to the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that would not be enough Hanaz. Sounds like that if the Shulchan Aruch writes, if Reuven is malvet to Shimon and says, I'm going to give you an extra to pay back, so that Hanno would be good for Kiddushin. So Kasha Kasha, why is not Etzem Hanno the Halva good? Okay, let's talk about it. Good. Elazar Meir.
Your question. Isn't that a
focus
by Arif whether it's actually Midin Hanno?
It's Baba Basra.
Yeah,
that it could be because the fact that you extend yourself. If I do something, and as a result, if I make a commitment, and you do something based on that commitment, then I am creating a chiyuv. Yeah.
Then this would be a
Ritva. I assume the Ritva should be that way. Go ahead.
By the Rashi, you said it's not a payment for having the money alone.
Say it again?
You said by the Rashi that it's not a payment for having the money longer than something else.
It's not a payment. Yeah, I'm not correct. The Irvach Lazimna is not that I am now asking for money because you are going to get an extra week of having my money. That would be Ribbis Rabbanon. It's the relief that you get an extra week to find the money to pay back. That's the Hanos Harvach Hazman. The difference is the following. The difference is the logic of the right. So the difference is exactly how I say it. If I say, if you want to use my money for an extra week, it'll cost you. That is Rivas. If I say that that it's worth something to you not to have to go to you'd spend money to convince me to give you an extra week. You would take me out to Dunkin' Donuts for 5 days and for a week. I don't know. A month, Carlos and Gabby, right? It's worth your while to wine and dine me for. So that means that's you're not giving me hana that you have my money. You're giving me a hana that I should to convince me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So very much it's based on what the emes is. But the emes is that in this particular context where you only need a pruta, so it's hard to discern. But there could be other situations would be very discernible, right? If a guy says, look, it's not worth my while just to have to go out and eat, and you use my money for the next 2 weeks. But if you give me X amount, so that's already clear.
Yeah, but you're still paying the guy meals to give you the money.
That's why it's Haroma's Ribbis. But if it's Agarnata, it's Ribbis. If it could be confused, it could look like Agarnata, then it's Haroma's Ribbis.
I'm saying, but why isn't that actual?
Because I'm not the
not forcing you, it's not saying if you want more money.
Because the malva, because it's understood by both, that the malva is, that this, what he's getting right now, in no way is a compensation for Reuven having his money for an extra week. I mean, he doesn't need to go out and eat. But to create a good feeling in order to get a deal, he would. Okay? Ritva's not in it yet, but he will be in it. We go a little later. Go ahead, do fast.
Hammer days. What?
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Good. Yeah, good.
How come the Ritva's only he's saying La Fuke, the Kolfuke, the Rashi brings in up the Pashas of the Gemara. He brings down the case of Mechila, but he doesn't mention anything about of the Havrachah of Islam.
No, I think that's, I assume that's how he's explaining the Gemara, I assume. He's focusing on a Mekadosh Milva. So he wants to. He's not explaining the Gemara of Chavos Man, Harvachas Man. He's explaining the Gemara of a Mekadosh Milva. Now, the Gemara, go ahead.
Yoni asked the Seder, why didn't the Gemara bring Rashi's Kol Shekein, which is, that would be like the biggest Kiddush to say that. Not just an extension.
I'm not sure it's a good cash, so I don't know. Now, Gemara. The Gemara says, Adaf Mem Zayin Omen Aleph Omer Rav Amekanish Ben Milva Eina Mekudeshes Milva Loitzon Nitna. So our sugya, Abayas Din, which is Abayas 3 or 4 generations after Rav. So our Gemara really begins with Rav, and it really begins with Tanoim. Omar Rav, a mekanish ben milva, ainu mekudeshes, milva loitzon nitna. What Rashi explains, what Rav explains is the Gemara mufereshes neima. So now the Gemara says, perhaps this meimer of Abaye, this meimer of Rav, is a machlokes tanoim. It says, a mekanish ben milva, ainu mekudeshes, v'yesh oimrim mekudeshes. The Brisa continues Vishavim, and they both agree Bimecher Shezeh Kona. Right, so that's the Brisa. Hamekadesh Bimilvein Mekudeshes Yesh Ur Mekudeshes, and it continues Vishavim Bimecher Shezeh Kona. Machlekes Tanoim, whether Hamekadesh Bimilve is Chal or not, but both agree that in Mecher, buying and selling, it would be good. If Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you money yesterday, I lent you $1,000, and he says, I would like, instead of paying me back $1,000, I want to buy from you an object, I'd be 100% safe, no ribbis, that's worth $900. Is the kinyan chal or not? B'shovim b'mecher shezekona. So the Gemara explained, Neima, perhaps this is Gufa Machloikes, where the Milva Loitzon Nitna, when it gives money, Reuven lends money to Shimon, is it considered to be Shimon's money? Or is it considered to be Reuven's money? Eima Seifa Vishavim B'mecher Shezeh Kone I Amrad Milva Loitzon Nitna B'mai Kone. He says, where's the Kenyan? Reuven says to Shimon that that I want to purchase your object with what? So if you say that Milva Lav Loitzo Nitna, so how can we use that money to make a purchase? I amad milva loitzon nitna b'may koni. Omar of Nachman, hu nacharven moikim lo b'mili uchri. V'achum haik skinon, k'in she'omar lo askad sheli b'mona v'nimtza mona chosed diner. Mar sarvek seifu lo milsu lo mitva. Nachman says, this brisa has to be referring to something else, and it's referring to Reuven, who says to Leah, Hiskat Shaliba Mana, hands her a wad of bills, and there's the mana there, less than a mana. So now there's a machlekes about whether she's going to ask for this extra money or not, and that will determine whether she is mukudeshus or not. Right? We'll have to leave the sugya now, you haven't prepared it, but just coming back to Amar Rav though. So Amar Rav, Rav said that it's a, here's the same din. Whether this is a machloikas tandorm or not, that's the sugya in Mem Zayin Mem Aleph Mem Zayin Mem Beis. And Lechaira, Abaye is primarily not building, not giving us Rav. Lechaira, Rav is not simply saying, I heard a shir from Rav. L'chara Abaye is quoting Rav only as a setup for the din he wants to teach us. He wants to teach us the din of Hanos Harchov Arvochas Man. So his Iker din Omer Abaye Hamakadosh Milvei Mekudeshes. Hanos Milvei Mekudeshes V'Oser L'Asid B'Shem Arvamas Ribbis. So that's the Gemara says, Abaye is din Hanos Milvei Hechidami. Good. But the din that the Rishonim quote of why is a Mekadosh Milvei not good? Because of what? Milvei Leitzon Nino. That's the Gemara Mefereshes. On Mem Zayin Omer Aleph Omer Rav Amekadosh Milva Milva Leitzon Nidna. The Gemara questions whether this is a good interpretation of this particular Braisa. Right? The Gemara says that if you say Milva Leitzon Nidna, then you should not be allowed to say B'Shom Mecher Shezeh Kone. Rambam Paskins, Ishus, Perikei, Halachem. The background is very important to do Din of Gezel, Pikodin, Hechzir Lachoiv, Hamekanish B'Milve, Afilu Hoisa B'Shtar, Einim Mekudeshes. Ketzad gegoin shehoyu lo etzla choyv diner v'omar lo harim kudeshes li b'diner sheyesh li b'yodcha einim kudeshes mipnei shamal amilve leitzo nidna v'ein kan dover kayam li honeis boy me'ata. There's nothing there right now that's going to give her hana shekvar itziyo oiso diner v'ovra hana osay. Again, Ein kan dover kayom lihonos boy. Rambam says it has to be something that I'm giving you right now from which you can get hana. Shekvar itziyo oisei diner. The money's not there anymore. V'ovra hana osa. And she's not going to get any hana if I say to her that I'm being moichel the money. Right? So, according to Rambam, I'm not giving her any money. It would sound like from Rambam, right? It would sound like from Rambam that if I would say to her, with the hana that you get from holding on to not having to pay back, whereas according to the Ritva and according to Rashi, that would be a good new. Right? According to Rambam, sounds like not so. Rambam says it has to be a Dover Kayim. That's why the Rambam says in Halacha Tesvav, Mekadosh Hanos Milva, Arizu Mekudeshes. Ketzad, Hilva Oiso Ato Masayim, Mekudeshes Libanos Zman Sharviach Lachom Milva Zu. So that would be good. Shariyesh Lano Meyatish Damish Bamilva Zu Atsoif Zman Shekova. Right? Here the Lashon is against Rashi. Hanome that you get, this was Afiras who pointed this out. It's not the Hanno, it's what Lozimir was saying before. According to Rambam, it's not the Hanno of her Vochasman. The Osula Soiskim Neshukaribis. U Pirshu Raboisai Banos Milva Dorm She'ein Ru'uya L'Shamon. And he said, my Rabbi said, pshatim in this halacha, that's not even worth discussing. And if you look at how Goyis Maimon is, who's he referring to? Rashi. Right? Because Rambam is cholek l'chorva on two nekudos. One is this the pshat, and what's the hanah? And therefore, Rashi has to say differently over here as well. Right? Rambam has to say that Hanno per se, Hanno lishtamesh is good. If that's the case, So why isn't Mekashe Milva? Because Ein Dover Kaim Li Honois Boy. Right? So we have to go deeper to understand what is the machlokes between the Rashi, the Ritva, and the Rambam. Hezbar Dvarim. Okay? Next, let's finish up with a magnificent vort from the Makne. Makne, till the Briskers, the Makne was the classic sefer on Kiddushin. Okay? Is it Brisker? I don't hear about this. Okay. Is this the Makne?
Huh?
Yeah. This is Rashi. Hamekadesh. Bebilin Mekudeshes. Tekicha Mista Yefren, Gurmina. The Yov Mide Beshas Kiddushin. Where does this din come from? Right? Where does it come from? They have to give her something mamish right now. And if he doesn't get it right now, then she's not, it doesn't work. Umilva loitzon nitna. Ukvar hein shalo. Umois acher michayevislo. Right? Why is it? Sheshavim shebem mecher shezeh kona. Rambam Paskin, the Hilchas Zechi Matona. That if I want to purchase something with a chayv, it works. If I owe you money, I can sell you an object with that chayv. So, what's Hezbar Dover? I can buy something with this chayv, so why can't I get married with this chayv? If I can get married with Hana, so why can't I get married with something that would be able, I could buy a car with it, I could buy a piece of furniture with it. So that's what Rashi's pointing out, Luchairo, and Rashi says, the kicha miste yefren gemrinon, the yov mide b'shaz kiddushin, that he actually gave something b'shaz. With this last week's parsha, Ephron, to sell the field, Avram gave right away. He didn't say, I'll pay you. He gave him. So since we learn from Ephron, so what the Rashi is pointing out is that the Kinyan Kiddushin, you cannot learn everything from Kinyan Kesef to Kinyan Kiddushin. There was a specific Kinyan Kesef of Ephron. So we learn a lot of halachas from Kinyan Kesef. But since Ephron did a very specific Kinyan Avram, we're going to learn this particular din, which Lachaira the Ram is not, does not buy into entirely. We're going to learn Davka from the fact that we learn from Kicha, Kicha Mistei Ephron. Says the Hamakne, Mashma, Mi Digdug Lashani, the Davka Mishum, the Yalfin and Mr. Ephron. Avolaman, the Yolif, the Yal Kedusha Kesev, maybe Yotzachinim Ein Kosev, Ein Kosev, Lodin Ze, Avoyesh Kazon Acher. And according to Rashi, they are one or two Limudim, as opposed to Tosis. No, Tosis is one, Rashi is two. Rashi's in Tana Dalman Beis, that this is a different Tana. One is Yehuda Merav, right? And this is the Tana, right? So it fits in beautifully at the very beginning that Rav is the one who's giving us Kicha Kicha Mestei Ephron. And Rav is the Baal Halacha before Abai gets to it, right? And the, according to Rashi, there are two limudim, as evidenced by the Tzrichasa and Daf, Dalam Beis, I think, right? So the Gemara says the Makne, Ben Nira the Yesh Loimer Tam Bazeh, Avi Masha Ksav Gileel, Gimel, Isha Pachat Mishav Prut, Al Yafinon. So now, Hezra Adover. Again, so what do we point out so far? We pointed out that there's a din that you cannot be cutting with the Chayim, Milva Leit Sonnet, it's not your money. Good. And then we pointed out, the Gemara says, but in a mecher and woodwork. The Rambam would hold that even though we paskin milvaloid son, didn't know I can purchase something with a chayv. So this says, points at the Makna, that apparently, when you read Rashi carefully, Rashi's saying there's a reason why Kiddushin is different. Because as much as we're learning Hilchas Kiddushin, Hilchas Kinyan Kesef, we are learning specifically from Kicho, Kicho Mesei Efren, because Efren wanted the money right there and then. So that became a unique kind of Kinyan Kesef. And that unique kind of Kinyan Kesef is the kind of Kinyan Kesef that will work for Kiddushin. Says the Sefer HaMakdin, that's going to be a machloikes between the Tanoim, or between the Yudim Rav and the Tana, as to whether we learn Kicho Kicho, or we learn Yesh Kesef Odin Zevik and Acher. Says the Makdin is never Mukhrach. Why? Because the Makdin says that if we assume Avram was functioning as post-Bantar, as a Jew, and Ephraim was functioning as a Goy, halacha is, Tosfos points out, Kevin the Alfinon Mr. Ephraim, called Lehavi Kesef, Bekoinis Soda, Minochri, Lavi Kesel Gabi Kiddush, but says the Machnes on solid ground, because Tosfos says this, on Gimel Amud Beis, that we will use the standard of Kinyan Minochri. How do we see that? Because he says, "V'nira debekoyne sada minochri ain't a nikdas b'milva." Halacha is, if a Jew buys a field from another Jew, he can be koyne with a milva. Why is that? Because we have a din of shibud deiraisa. Because the Jew actually is obligated to pay me back. However, the Rashbam says that shibud deiraisa is learned from sukkim, and if I lend money to a goy, there is a shibud haguf, but not a shibud an nechosim. Again, Torah is machadish. If you hold shibud deiraisa, that means the Torah is machadish every single time you have a loan, you have a lien. In non-Jewish law, a loan does not mean a lien. A loan means a shibud haguf. If you create a lien, you create a lien. But in Torah, every time you have a loan, memela, if you have a loan and you document bechtav, Memela, that loan creates a... Sorry. If you hold Shibud Deiraisa, every single loan creates a Shibud Nechosim. Midrabbanan, they relax that when there's not documentation, because the Gemara says it could kill the marketplace. Because that means that you'll never know when there is a lien against any property. Right? Midin Deiraisa, you could have property, and a title search won't help. Because we did deiraisa, but if you hold shibud deiraisa, if you hold shibud deiraisa, that means that anytime I borrow money, lean against my property, you want to do a title search, you're not going to find anything. So therefore, Chazal changed it. There has to be a shtar before we say shibud, before we mechayev shibud. But what the Machlokes is pointing out is, according to the Shita, it turns out that using halvah in non-Jewish law will be significantly different than using a loan in Jewish law. In halacha, if I buy from and not, if I lend money to a non-Jew, I will not have a shibud nechosim. If I lend money from a Jew, I will have a shibud nechosim. So Mimela says the Makne, it makes good sense to say that if I would learn from Ephron that I cannot use money, I cannot use halva, because the halva, the chayv that I exact from a non-Jew is much weaker than the chayv that I exact from a Jew. The chayv that I exact from a Jew has a shibud haguf, has a shibud nechosim. I can actually go to property to get it, not from a non-Jew. So Mimela says the makna, that would be based on this Tosfos, that we learn the halachas from Ephraim, that in fact the lever would be different. So again, Hayyotzim, because that what we've pointed out over here is this, we would now explain why is it that HaMekadosh Ben Milva would not work, but a person who's Koine Behalvo would work. That's our own Paskins, that's the Gemara Mem Zayin. Because with the Chiddush now, and it's Lechora Meduik in this Rashi, you have to finish the Makna. Because the Makna points out that we could ask Kashus in this, and this Horah that he made. But Lechora, the Vort is solid in Rashi, and explains the Rambam very, very well, and points out that the Kinyan Kesef that's made for Kiddushin is going to be different than the Kinyan Kesef B'chol HaTorah Kula. Right? And this would be an interesting raya as long as I learn it from Kicha B'Steyefer. Okay, good, we'll stop here. We'll go right to it.